We turn now to Alhaj Abdallah Adam Musa, who was a refugee from the village of Toulouse in western Darfur. He joins us from the Brejene camp in Chad near the Sudan border. Mr. Musa speaks Arabic. Our interpreter is Rahama Defala in NPR's New York studios. Mr. Musa, thank you very much for being with us.
MashaAllah.
Thank you, too.
May we ask just a few basic questions? Where were you living? How old are you?
My original area is Toulouse in Sudan. I'm 55 years old.
Mr. Musa, what caused you to leave your village?
The reasons I left my village is the bloodshed from the government and looting our properties and burning our villages. For the first time, Janjaweed came attack our village. It's October 15th, about midnight. They attacked the village from three sides, people with military uniform. They killed 16 people and burned the village completely, and they forced children and women to leave the village. They sent them to the valleys nearby. When they came for second time, they killed 14 people immediately, and they burned some people in the homes. And then we managed to flee to Chad.
Mm-hmm. Is your family with you, Mr. Musa?
I have two wives and 13 kids. I don't know where they are all. Shortly after I came here, I heard they are at the Morni area, and the younger kids, they went east, and mother stayed there. And just I found my daughter here with her husband and her children, but rest of my family, I didn't find them at all. I don't know where they are.
What is life like in that refugee camp in Beijing, sir?
They give us very small amount of food, which is not enough for us. They give us just like rice and salt and beans. And we don't have any money to buy extra things we need, like meat, like sugar. All over the stuff we need, we can't buy it.
Mr. Musa, is it safe in that camp?
This nowadays, we have a little insecurity in the area because some thieves, they are around here and they're stealing donkeys, so we are not feel we are safe enough.
Mr. Musa, in your dreams, what do you hope can happen with your life now? What do you get up every day and hope might happen?
My dreams, every morning, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to return me to my village and see my kids together with my wife. And I hope to see the peace in my country.
Mr. Musa, shukran and thank you and good luck to you, sir.
Thank you too. God bless you.
Alhaj Abdullah Adam Musa is a farmer from western Darfur in Sudan. He escaped to the Brejene refugee camp across the border in Chad. Our interpreter has been Rahama Defala in NPR's New York Bureau. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome anytime.